Older and wiser with Age-Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyireland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
And welcome back to the Wednesday afternoon show. The lovely John has arrived and he is currently on babysitting duties, feeding his tiny dictator grapes.
Yeah, but I like this because you've got to bite them in half, you tell me.
Yeah.
And only give them half at a time. So I can steal the other half.
So you're having as much of a good time feeding him grapes as
absolutely
eating them yourself.
Have a grape. Excuse me, folks. I've just got to get another one. He's not going to leave me alone until I get him another grape. Pardon me while I bite a grape.
You just need one of those big palm leaves to waft over him and you'll be the typical slave.
No, we need a palm tree.
We.
To waft over us.
So, true. Very good point. So this is the Older and Wiser Hour with Age UK Isle of Wight. And Simon Barton has joined us. He's from I'll Find It, which is part of the Citizens Advice team on the island. Simon, welcome. Thank you for joining us. How are you on this rather hot and steamy day?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Wonderful. So let's kick off. Tell us about I'll Find It.
I'll Find It. It is a community directory that's been set up by Citizens Advice. It's lottery funded.
Yeah.
It's one of the Age Friendly Ireland projects.
Right.
Its original purpose, when the bid was put in, was to help older people on the island feel less isolated.
Right.
And to feel part of the community. Yeah. So they could find services, local events, things like that. Easy to find all in one handy place to really bring the community
brilliant
together.
Great. So number one, I would say, how do we find it?
Go into any search and if you type in I'll Find It, the address is www.illfindit.org.uk. But if you just type in I'll Find It to any search, it will be the first one that will come up.
Lovely. And that's Isle like Island.
Island as in Isle of Wight.
Play where we
words
live.
Yeah. Wondering where to look? I know. I'll Find It.
Oh, there we go. Oh, boom, boom.
Clever.
Great.
So, and what can we find on it?
Yeah. What kind of things?
Probably what can't you find on it? There's so
great
much you can find on there.
Yeah.
A lot of people, it's becoming more and more known now, and people are amazed by how much information is currently on there.
Yeah.
Just to give you an overview, we have to date over 1,300 businesses and organisations.
Right.
And we have over 800 local events listed.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
This is the
It is the one stop shop. That's what we're trying to make it.
Yeah.
And
is it
kind of any old event, you know?
Yeah.
Any
event. You've got a whole scope of different events. Yes, we have got your big island events, the tourist attractions,
yeah,
the festivals and things like that. But being your community directory, obviously, what we're trying to promote, got the smaller groups as well. For example, knitting groups in local libraries,
yeah,
which are the hub of the community.
Mm.
Hobbies and interests that people want part of that they can join.
Yeah.
So nobody's left out. It's got something there for everybody.
That's great, because if you are feeling isolated, sometimes the biggest step itself is to how do you go about finding a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And with this one-stop shop,
yeah,
online, so easily accessible.
Yes.
And if you don't have a laptop or a device, you know, pop to your library, and in by doing that, you yourself are connecting with the world around you. And then seeing what you've got going on.
Exactly. The libraries are very supportive. We support them and they support us, because they're the hub, as we said, of all the activities on the island and in the local community. They've got screens in all the libraries, or most of them, that actually promote I'll Find It, so you can go in there and actually have
They'll
a go.
Probably even help you find it.
Help you find it, yeah.
Fantastic.
Talk you through it.
Well, we forget. Like, we a lot of us still think of libraries just places to go for a book, but there are a lot more than that now.
Yeah.
You're a big library fan, aren't you, John?
I'm a huge library fan, yeah. I really am. Yeah, they're not quite a one-stop shop for information, but they can tell you an awful lot. They can put you in the right direction,
definitely,
pretty much.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
All the time.
Fantastic. Yeah. And talk to us then about this connectivity and trying to assist the community. You know, what was the vision behind that?
The vision, people will think to themselves, there have always been directories and there will always be directories. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
I'll Find It. A lot of directories have come and gone.
Right.
There are a lot of directories out there on the island that are incomplete, out of date. The beauty about I'll Find It is I'm in a full-time position where I maintain its accuracy, along with a couple of volunteers who ably assist, which I appreciate very much. And it's a directory that you can trust.
Oh.
It's up is kept up to date on a daily basis, is added to on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
So you can have confidence in it.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to really help people to see. This is the place to go.
Great. Because that's so important, isn't it? That's key. And I suppose, you know, for people who are of an older age, finding, well, actually, anybody, finding a trusted builder, plumber, tradesman is such a pickle at times. So to know that your directory has it all, for everything and anything.
Exactly, that's a really good point, because if you look at the main categories, if you go on onto I'll Find It, you'll find one of them is the Isle of Wight Council approved traders.
Oh.
And I work in league with the councils, and I get a spreadsheet every month updating that.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for, like you said, a plumber, electrician, a builder, a reputable tradesperson, the best person or the best place to go to is I'll Find It, because there's a category which is kept up to date on the website. And I've had a lot of people email me looking for that information and thanking me that they found what they're looking for on the website.
Great. Well, tell us more about your comments and your reviews when we come back. Let's And welcome back to the Wednesday Afternoon Show. I'm Laura. We have the lovely John in the studio, and we're joined by Simon from I'll Find It, the online services directory.
So how often is it used, the old directory? Do you got an idea how successful it is?
Yeah, we trace everything through the Google Analytics figures, which are really useful. Google Analytics, you can learn so much about the those that go on the website, they sort of access it, what they're looking at, what pages they're accessing, what their interests are and so forth. It's amazing. But just to give you a little bit of an overview, just the other day, we reached over 90,000 unique visitors in about a 2.5 to 3 year period.
That's really good.
Which is really good. That's people that visited only once, so unique visitors.
Yeah.
We've had over 300,000 page views.
Fantastic.
Which is phenomenal. And this year alone, if you're taking it just from the 1st of April, I think it's 16,400 users and over 46,000 page views. So each year the figures are going up and up and up.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And what's really good is there are also a number of returning visitors, people that have been on there, found something they like, not using it just the once, coming back and
which is a real that's a real measure of success in a way, because it shows that they found something they can rely on.
Definitely.
I know a little bit about Google Analytics. Have you looked into what's your most kind of popular hit sites? You know, what's your most popular resource?
It's interesting. The most popular pages when it comes to events are car boot sales.
Everyone loves a car booty.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
They come up tops every time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're social events as well now.
Absolutely,
for people,
yeah.
As well as selling, and they're very popular on the island. And again, it's very hard to find where all the latest car boots are on the island, because they're all scattered and information about them is scattered. But again, if you go on I'll Find It, you'll find all the latest.
You want just one page to go to, don't you, for all of your... all of your needs.
Well, it's a good tempter. So you go on there and find out where your local car boot isn't. Before you know it, you'll be dipping into all sorts of other services.
Yeah, exactly. You might be knitting. You could be knitting to sell out a car boot with your newfound knitting friends.
Yeah. That's what we found. It's a draw onto the website, and they then look for other things, other interests.
Yeah.
One thing that I find really encouraging myself, figures are good. They look good on paper when we talk about 90,000 unique users. It's a huge figure. But it's the individual cases that really make a difference to me.
Yeah.
Like what? Have you got anything you can tell us about?
Yeah, it's when we hear from people through the website that we've made a difference to their lives, that they found a group.
Yeah.
They feel lonely, they feel isolated. I had an example just the other week of a man, an older man that used to live on the island. He moved back here after a number of years, wanted to see if he could look up some of his old friends who he found difficult to contact. He wanted to get back out there in the community and have some socialising, sort of feel part of things again. And I put him in touch with a number of different listings on the website, for example, Men in Sheds, Pitch Up at a Pub, all those sort of groups.
We love Pitch Up at a Pub.
Oh, absolutely.
He joined one of the Pitch Up at a Pub groups, and he made some new friends. He was in his 80s. He was so chuffed. He was so pleased.
Aww.
And he actually contacted me personally to thank me how much that had helped him. So cases like that where it makes a difference means so much.
That really pulls at the heartstrings, doesn't it? I think we've all, I don't know, to some degree, experienced loneliness at some stage in your life. And it has such a, it's like having a big black cloud over you when you feel lonely.
Yeah.
And then in itself, you don't want to connect because you feel lonelier and more depressed about it. And it's very difficult to break that cycle. And
yes.
And then when you meet people, you think, oh Lord, why was I lonely? You know.
That's true, yeah. And I think actually I've begun to believe it's actually quite hard. It's almost harder to make friends when you're older, really. I think you tend to get a bit set in your ways and a bit kind of reserved and a bit, you hold back a bit, don't you? I think. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. And
well, I might not be as old as you, John.
You're nowhere near as old as I am.
But I find it quite daunting, go to playgroup.
Yeah.
And luckily, I go to some wonderful playgroups in Wootton, and everyone's so friendly. But you go to others where people don't talk. Mm. And as you say, cliquey, set in their ways, and you leave feeling sadder.
Mm.
But actually, when you do connect,
definitely,
it's wonderful, isn't it?
Especially when you've got a common interest, a hobby or something that people are, and it's smaller groups. Just a couple of other comments we've had on the web. I mean, this is one I had the other day. For example, one lady said she had fibromyalgia since 2009. I would like to come along to a meeting. That was regarding a fibromyalgia support group on the island. Another one, they wanted to find out what they needed to do to become part of the Men in Sheds group. And another one asked, is the choir still going?
So, yeah.
Comments like that. It's also good for organisers of events if they put events on there for people to actually contact them, because someone else said, can you please let me know if I can have a stall at the Sweet Corn Fair, things like that.
Oh yeah.
So it helps them to
traders, businesses, event managers
if they've got their events on there for people to contact them through the website too. So lots of different benefits and advantages, and hopefully I feel it is making a difference.
Great. I mean, I'm always amazed by the creativity on the island, and you scratch the surface. You know, you might come over here, for example, and think, whew, full of retirees, very grey, full stop, holiday destination in the summer. You know, that's quite a lot of negativity that I find that my friends perceive the island as. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you want to go to Rhythm Tree to look at the local music. You want to go into Tesco's, like I did last week, and see a crochet group.
They're on there.
Men in Sheds, this movement. And to have all of those wonderful social connections, plus traders and businesses, in one place is so beneficial, isn't it?
It is, because it's very unusual to find a directory with both listings and events.
Yes.
That's what makes I'll Find It unique. And the events that we put on there, it's amazing with the events, going back to what we were saying earlier, there's a special program we use to put a bespoke calendar on the website. So basically you can click on any day on that calendar and it will bring up all the events that are happening on that day. And a number of people have said to me, wow, I didn't know so much was happening on the Isle of Wight.
That's brilliant. I've got a loose, what can I do this Sunday?
And then it's there.
That's it.
Yeah.
What's on the weekend?
Bish bash, sorted. And that's the thing, if you don't have a device or laptop, you don't want to waste your time by having to faff around going to all these different sites. And it feels like a job in itself. But when you've actually got it just in front of you, simples.
That's super. Right. Yeah, a number of comments have said they feel like that one-stop shop is really needed and it's helped.
Oh, wonderful. Right, let's have some tunes. One of my favourite. This is a proper cheesy tune. Bit of Buenos Aires. Yeah. I mean, why not? And then some Jason Derulo.
I chose that especially for you.
Oh, thanks, John. You're such a ledge. Here we go.
Older and wiser with Age-Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
And welcome back to the Wednesday afternoon show on Vectis Radio. Laura, John, Archie and Simon here for our older and wiser segment. And we're talking about the directory I'll Find It.
And so if people want to include their events or services on the directory, how do they do that, Simon?
It's very simple. There's lots of benefits to doing so, because if they do that, their profile is going to increase. Because as we said, the analytics are good. Up to 600 people a day now have been going on it. But it's very simple to do. All they need to do is register.
Right.
And they will be sent an email with a password where they can change. Once they've got that, they can then log in and they are able to create their own listing.
Oh, fantastic.
There are some changes coming forward, however, from September the 1st of this year. Because we are a charity and obviously any funds that we generate have to go back into the project to make it sustainable. Mm. We are charging for commercial businesses.
Fair enough.
Well, it's such a good tool anyway.
It's only £25 at the moment a year. It's going up to £35 from the 1st of September. But if they pay now, they still get it for
£25. Right.
Charities and not-for-profit organisations will still be free.
Okay, well, that's
which is fair. Events will always be free as well. But by doing that, by signing up, subscribing to what we call a premium listing, they get lots of extra features. They get galleries, they get unlimited social links, they get contact forms, they'll be on the homepage.
That's as good as a website for 25 quid a year.
Definitely it is. If they if they haven't got their own page or their own website, it's a fantastic tool. Even if they haven't, it really showcases their work, their service, and links can direct people back to their websites.
Sure, that's brilliant. And is there anything that you don't accept on the directory?
Not generally. Obviously, everything has to be above board, so to speak. It's not a free for all for anybody.
No.
We have had quite a few people that have actually put on there from the mainland and even abroad. People have put listings on there pending, and obviously, I haven't accepted those on there because it is I'll find it.
Island based.
Yeah, we haven't got all the national head offices so much. It's the island contacts that people want to have.
So
it defeats the object if we accept things like that on there. Everything comes through to me as the administrator to actually accept once it's pending. And
brilliant.
Obviously, 99% of the time, yes, I will accept that and post that on the website.
Great. And you're on Facebook as well.
Facebook, yeah, and Twitter. We have a very big social media following, and that's good because we promote anyone, any members on the website through social media. We promote all our events that are featured on there through social media as well, so we have a good following there.
And tell us about the future.
The future. We want I'll Find It to be a website that will continue into the long-term future. As we said, not just a directory that will be there for a short while and disappear. We said we were funded by the lottery at the outset. That funding is going to stop March 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one reason why we are charging for certain listings. If there's anyone listening to this, anyone feels that they have funding opportunities or would like to offer, then that will be most appreciated. We are in the process at the moment of looking at various applications to make sure that funding continues, but whatever the case, we want to make sure that I'll Find It stays for the long term. It's a directory people can trust, and it will continue to help people in the community feel less isolated, and it will help them find the services they need.
Wonderful. Simon, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about while we're here? The hour is nearly upon us.
I think everything's more or less covered.
We have covered a lot, haven't we?
Shall I just repeat the website address?
Oh, please.
Yeah. If in doubt where to go, www.illfindit.org.uk.
And I'm going to be clicking on your calendar function to see what to do this weekend.
Me too, actually.
Great.
Yeah.
Lots there.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a real pleasure.
And, thank you.
Stay safe. Stay busy on those Google Analytics.
I will.
Oh, guys, so at home, if you have any local music, you're a band, orchestra, a group, a musician, a producer, we are looking for local music to add to our library and play out to promote our community. So if you have an MP3, please send it to ian.mac@vectisradio.fm. Wonderful. Right, next week we've got loads more happening. I can't think off the top of my head what we've got on. I've booked lots of stuff in. Look at our Facebook and
It'll
see what's
busy.
Going on.
It'll be busy.
As usual. Okay, close the show today. We've got a bit of Patsy with From New York to LA. And then, next up the Tea Time Show is our lovely Billy. The wonderful Billy, who's now smiling and waving from the green room. Hi, Bill. Always a pleasure, never a chore to see you. To our lovely listeners at home. And to everyone at home, thank you so much for tuning in. It's always so much fun, isn't it, John?
It is.
Have a lovely yak on the radio. Take care, and we'll see you next week.
In my mind, there's a face on my lips, there's a name in my life, there's no place for the